Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five!
Oh, Captain Janeway. Lace, the final brassiere.
We treat so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well.
Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
You're listening to True Information with Marquis Davis and Grown As Man.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another edition of True Information presented by DVRadio.net, WDVR. I am Marquis Davis, and I am joined by
Grown Man. Hallelujah! What? I'm just kidding. Go ahead and tell your mom about me.
Oh,
it's okay.
Okay. I don't know why.
Tell
we
your
were
mom about me.
Going to church.
We're not,
there.
We're not changing anything. I just felt. I felt it. I
you
felt it.
Oh, whoa.
I felt it. It
whoa.
Came from the back and went to the front. It jumped up and then sat back
it just,
down.
It just
was
swept
great.
Through.
It swept through.
Okay. All right. Like a moving
Lord
hurricane. Like a tornado.
Lord of mercy.
So, Grown Man,
yep.
Tell us
what's up?
Is our discussion going to be about today?
Bruh. Okay. So, usually we be doing some real, real hard-hitting topics and mm-hmm. facts and all those things. Well, be not afraid. We are going to do the same thing, just in a slightly different direction. Today, we're going to talk about superheroes.
Superheroes?
Superheroes.
Why? Why
yeah.
are we talking? We're
why?
Grown men. All right?
We are grown
and
men.
And you are the grown-ass man.
I am grown-ass man. So, here's why. One, just to make the topic a little bit lighter as of right now. But two, if you do your research into the creation of Marvel Comics mm-hmm. and the creation of the X-Men,
mm-hmm.
if you do your research, the X-Men was created to be a mirrored image of the civil rights movement.
What?
Yes. Yes, with Stan Lee creating the X-Men, he made Professor Xavier
mm-hmm.
modeled after the teachings and the mental direction of Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay.
And he made Magneto after Malcolm X.
Oh. Well, you know, I don't want you to know who my favorite superhero is right now, but
I think I know who your favorite superhero is.
You may think you know. But do
I
you
said,
really
I think
know?
I know. I could be completely wrong. It's okay. So, like, what people don't know is that if you take the fight, uh-huh. the struggle that mutants had in the X-Men
mm-hmm.
and you couple that against the civil rights movement issues, then aside from like the Sentinels and those other super villains, they had a lot of things in common.
Okay.
It was prejudice.
Yeah.
It
against
was
mutants.
Discrimination.
Okay.
It was for all accounts racism.
Yeah, again, no, mutants, yeah.
Yeah. And then from that, you got government-sanctioned killings.
Mm-hmm.
You had government-sanctioned imprisonment for no other reason but for just being a certain type of way.
Okay.
And then you had, there's a lot of things that mirrored. But we're going to take the lighter part of it. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to be talking about a few things like DC versus Marvel.
The lighter part.
Yeah, the lighter part of it.
So
yeah,
we're just gonna have a superhero show. We talk about our favorite superheroes and our favorite storylines.
And our most disliked, our favorite villains as far as
favorite villains. I wasn't prepared for this show, I'll tell you that.
Bruh, horrible, horrible superhero movies.
Oh. Oh.
Yep. I see your face.
Oh.
Horrible superhero movies. And then the most profound what the hell moment. Like, did this even remotely go towards the comic?
Okay.
Like, at all? You mean, some things didn't. I got some issues in here.
Okay, well, you let me know those issues. We'll try to work them out together.
All right, cool.
Now, I'm not a trained psychiatrist, but I am a learned one.
Damn it, didn't you stay at the Holiday Inn Express last week,
no,
too?
No, I didn't. Like I just went on Wikipedia.
So, the place where he can change it?
Yeah, I'm a tome of knowledge that I have added and taken away from Wikipedia.
Oh, man.
All right, so come on. Shoot me with your first shot. Tell me what you got.
So, hitting on Marvel. Mm-hmm. Hitting on Marvel.
Marvel.
Favorite character. Favorite character in Marvel. Hit me. Go ahead. What is it?
Nightcrawler.
Really?
Love Nightcrawler. Love Nightcrawler.
Kurt Wagner.
Yep, Kurt Wagner. I love Nightcrawler. Now, if you go into the Uncanny X-Men edition, then you start seeing how Nightcrawler is actually a leader of the X-Men. It all comes full circle. What'd you say?
At one point?
Yeah. No. It's like a whole team that Nightcrawler is in charge of. That's called the X-Men. Now, I can't remember whether Uncanny X-Men or not, or if it was past that, but I know it was during that time period where I've literally got books from, you know, those like X-Men books, just paperback books.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get those and read them and just imagine the X-Men.
The Amazing Nightcrawler?
It wasn't just him, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, think about Nightcrawler's powers, first of all. He can teleport pretty much anywhere he can see. That's what he thinks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? And he's also an expert swordsman. And he also has a tail that he uses like a third arm.
Okay. All right, I'll take that.
I mean, come on.
Who is his daddy? Because I know his mama was Mystique, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if it was... I don't know. I know he's my favorite one because I love his powers, but I don't really know his crazy-ass backstory like that, but I know that I would want to be Nightcrawler and have his powers. Yep. Now, second favorite is Beast.
Go to second favorite,
I did,
sir.
Though. I already jumped there. Okay, so who's your favorite?
My favorite? Proteus. I hear crickets.
Yeah, you just pulled out an obscure superhero that no one...
I did
one...
not put out an obscure superhero.
He's an obscure.
I pulled out a not as well-known character within the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so explain him to our listening audience and viewing audience.
Will understand Proteus.
Proteus.
He is the son of Moira McTaggart.
Okay.
And a senator, I forgot his name, something McTaggart. He's from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an energy-based X-Men, or not X-Men, energy-based mutant who, dang it, my facts are leaving me.
Oh, no.
Let me just Google it as I go along.
Taking a quick Google break here, people.
Small Google break, but, and there we go. Okay. Let's see. Wikipedia.
You're changing stuff right now to fit your narrative.
Changing all of it to fit my narrative. Kevin McTaggart. There we go. Best known as Proteus, also called Mutant X, is a character appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics. The character commonly associated with the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
He is the mutant son of Scottish genetic researcher Moira McTaggart.
Okay.
And politician Joseph McTaggart. That's what I was looking for.
Okay. What does he do?
He can warp reality. He can possess your body, and he can give off sonic energy composition bursts. So, the last time I saw him in the TV show, he was fighting Beast. Not Beast. He was fighting Wolverine. And like, you know how like that swirly color when you are like making tie-dye shirts?
Yeah.
He swirled the crap out of Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine is the most overrated, second most overrated superhero in the whole entire superhero universe.
Then who's the first?
Batman.
But that's... Oh, wait. In the entire what?
In the entire superhero realm. Overrated.
Realm. Okay. Galaxy, universe,
yep.
Okay,
universe,
cool.
Galaxy, whatever you want to call
so,
it.
So, Wolverine is the second most underrated, in your opinion, mm-hmm. and then Batman
is number one.
Batman
is a rich billionaire. He's pretty much Steve Jobs.
Why don't we have any Batmans out there right now? We had like, but who is it? The guy who owns Amazon. Who is that?
Bezos
could be two Batmans, bruh.
But Bezos isn't athletic enough to be Batman.
So he could hire someone to be Batman.
He could get one of those parkour guys and just kid him out. And that's why Batman is overrated. Okay, let's look at Batman's villains, okay? None of them have any crazy, you know, abilities other than like Bane that Batman can't dispense with a taser.
Oh, the Bane. You cannot talk about the Bane like that.
You know, think about it, okay?
Born in darkness.
Poison Ivy is a Batman supervillain, right?
She dope. I like Poison Ivy.
All he had to
do
was get a taser and tase her green ass.
Nah, man. That's not the only thing. You got to put some weed killer on her.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know, and then look at Joker. Love the Joker. Great, iconic supervillain. But tase him. Problem solved. Now, look at...
So, your whole idea is tase him. That's it?
That's... Batman can tase any of his supervillains, and the job is done.
Mr. Freeze.
Tase him.
Scarecrow.
Tase him.
Superman.
It's not a villain. Not a villain.
He fought him, though.
Martha.
That movie is based on hogwash.
Martha.
Hogwash. Your mom's name is Martha too? Oh man, let me help you now. Like, what? Yeah. That's how they came to a semblance.
I'm doing it for Martha.
Martha?
Martha?
Okay. You guys couldn't realize that you're both trying to save the world, so. But hey, you know, we'll talk about that atrocious movie later.
right, because that's down the list. You were going off script, sir.
Sorry.
All right, so yes, Proteus, reality warping, body possession, sonic energy composition. The only issue with him is he has to take over a body. Like, he can't turn his power off. So in order to maintain composure, he has to jump from body to body.
So it's kind of like Cyclops and the glasses, where he has to keep them on, or his eye beams are going to shoot everywhere.
Pretty much.
Gotcha.
Pretty much.
So in order for Proteus to survive, he has to body hop. He's pretty much a symbiote.
Pretty much.
Did anyone get that, reference of a symbiote?
You know, I hear you, Deep Space Nine. Star Trek, Deep Space Nine.
I'm not Star Trekking here. Okay, I'm not trekking out. I am, what is it called? Oh my God. The Big Circle. Why is this name eluding me? It's one of my Stargate.
The Big Circle?
Stargate.
The Guaud.
I'm a super nerd, dude. I used to stay up every night and watch this thing on YouTube. The Tok'ra. You know, but I used to stay up every night, and they would have on UPN, they would have Hercules would come on, Xena would come on, and then Stargate would come on, and I would watch those three religiously every night.
I would too, until my parents were like, "Nah, you gotta get up and do something else, bro."
Oh.
Yeah, I hated that moment. Yeah, I hated those moments. You know, but anyway, those are our favorite Marvel characters. Now let's go to DC.
DC. Well, I play this game called DC Universe Online. I am max level, and I am gadgets based, which is Batman based, which is why I hate Batman, because his power sucks. And I'm pretty much the only person in the game that is gadgets based. Okay? It's ridiculous. Now,
I don't forgive you for that.
Now, in the DC Universe, my favorite superhero would have to be the Flash.
The Flash?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
The Flash has immense power, okay? Now, think about what the Flash can and cannot do. The Flash can't be trapped at all. Like, I don't understand why any of these shows that's revolved have him getting trapped, first of all, okay? The dude can...
Because he doesn't know how to use all of his powers.
But
how about that?
Understand, the Flash can vibrate his molecules fast enough to go through anything. Okay. The Flash has to eat at least, what, is like 100 times a day because his metabolism is so fast. He can bench press.
In the TV show, they don't even show that anymore. Like, when he first got his powers.
Listen, I stopped watching. They showed it. I stopped watching The Flash on the CW when I realized that every scene was an emotionally impactful scene and needed a, you know, at the end of every scene, they needed to have a monologue with each other. You know, one person would monologue, and then they would be like, fade to black. You're like, what? Show me some action, not just the last 30 seconds of the show. I want to see the Flash run around the world 100 times and then just super punch a dude in the chest, right? And just cave his whole chest in, make him into a million people. That's what the Flash can do. Wow. The Flash is amazing.
Wow.
That show was just poorly written for prepubescent teenagers.
Yeah, you know.
It is.
It's, I like the science fiction on it.
Yeah, it was great. The show is terrible.
I see. Okay. Show
is terrible. But yeah, DC, man. DC needs to embrace its darker side. You know? It's like when I watched the latest, what was it? Superman, DC Universe, DC. I don't even know the movie. I don't even follow DC because it's just so like, why did you do that? You know, we watched, what is the damn movie?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The whole little group of DC Superheroes, the Justice League. That's the name of it.
Okay.
So we watched Justice League and, you know, I'm sitting here like, what? Then we watched the second. Is this the second one, right?
No, it was Batman. It was Batman versus Superman. Justice League.
Okay, so yeah, Justice League. When they brought Superman back, it's like what? You know, I grab these movies. I understand these movies have to grab from different type of canons to try to piece together a story, and they can because comic books are so immense and in detail and have so many different storylines that you can use. You know. That's why you can piece together these different articles and these different events and make them into one cohesive story because it's the same superhero. But in DC, if they would embrace the dark side of the DC universe, like think about the Batman trilogy, you know, Batman Begins, all of those.
Got darker as it went along.
They were dark. They were real. Yeah. They, you know, it showed Batman and it explained how he's able to be Batman, you know? It didn't have any crazy mystical, you know, villain in it. It had normal people for Batman. I mean, granted, the Batman Batman Begins. What's the second one? Batman Dark Knight. Dark Knight was one of my favorite movies. I don't think I watched that movie every day for at least a year and a half when it came out. You know, I love it, dude. Joker is such a great character in that movie. Like, Heath Ledger played what you thought the Joker really was if he was a real villain. Not that crap that happened in Suicide Squad.
Ooh, you got to go there, don't you?
No, I did.
You just had to, you know, bring that part up, didn't you?
Terrible movie.
We're not on the bad movies yet, dude. Come on. We're not on the bad movies yet.
I'm just saying terrible ones. I'm not telling you which is my least favorite.
Okay, so I have Nightcrawler. And then DC, Marvel, you have Flash. Mm-hmm. I mean, DC, you have Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is, I'm kind of torn, to be honest with you, for DC. I like Lobo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
But is he really a superhero?
He's an in-between guy. He's like, I'll do what needs to be done type of guy, and like he'll skirt the edge of being good and being bad.
So it's he's more like an anti-hero.
Hey, you know what? Anti-hero, that brings me to Venom, but we'll talk about Venom later when we talk about what the hell moments.
Hmm. Okay.
Because that was my what the hell moment. But yeah, I like Lobo. Lobo's pretty dope. And like he's damn near indestructible. I mean, he rides a motorcycle in space without a helmet.
Well, you know, a lot of people can do that. From what I'm told.
Shut up. Shut up.
So.
So Lobo. Lobo for me.
Okay. Lobo. They have a...
Oh, and just so you know, Nightcrawler's father is named Azazel. And you saw him in the X-Men movie First Class.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, Azazel, the one who could turn his body into crystals?
Yeah.
That guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Do the exact same thing Nightcrawler can do, only he's red. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that guy with the... Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Azazel. That's right. Except I don't think Nightcrawler has horns. Azazel had horns.
He does have blue horns.
He does?
Yeah.
Nightcrawler has horns, you sure?
Pretty sure.
I don't know.
I don't draw them, so I don't know. I mean, Okay, people, let's get this straight here. Okay. We are comic book and comic movies and...
Enthusiasts.
Enthusiasts. We're not...
Experts.
Experts. So if right. we said anything wrong, oh, well.
Wow. That's a good point.
Just saying, people. Just saying. I
mean, and plus, it's fiction. Come on.
Well, you know.
But no, Azazel doesn't have horns, and neither does Nightcrawler. I was thinking about the ears, and they have the ears.
Do. Okay, I was about to say you think about Hellboy with the horns.
Hellboy, where is he? Is he in Dark Horse Comics? I know. Okay. Anyway, because Dark Horse is not a part of Marvel or DC, so screw it. Who cares? But Hellboy's dope too. Anyway, so we're moving on to favorite villain.
Favorite villain? How about you hit this one first? You go ahead.
No.
Oh, you want me to go with this one?
Yeah, we're doing the sequence.
So, in reality, my favorite villain of all time within the Marvel universe is Magneto.
Favorite villain?
Yes.
All time. Magneto.
See, because when you look at the two, Magneto and Professor X, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are polar opposites, but on the same mission. And as you alluded to earlier with the Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, you know, analogy of them, of who they were molded after, you have two people who are trying to reach the same goal of equality, but two completely different ways of doing it. And Magneto being one of the strongest of superhero, of mutants, you know, he wants to just use brute force, right?
Right.
And he could easily do it by himself. Mm-hmm. Don't get him wrong. But he has a moral conscience to not do it. And that's what makes Magneto fascinating. How you like them apples? Now pull out me another obscure villain so I can Google them real quick.
Okay.
Your turn.
Hey, don't rush me, man. Don't rush me. So, Marvel comic favorite villain.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had to look up the different ones because it was like, what could be? Because when I say favorite villain, I mean the one that irks me the most.
Okay.
I don't mean the one I like.
Oh.
So I don't know. Like it's a toss up for me, and it always has. I really do not like Thanos.
Oh, what?
Like, I specifically do not like Thanos.
Thanos as a villain is perfect.
See, here's the thing. Again, I see villain, I think people who annoy me.
Okay. Now,
right?
Why would helping the universe irk you?
See, but you think of it as helping the universe. I don't.
Huh, so you're on that side of the boat, huh? You're on the Tony Stark side of the boat? You don't realize that overpopulation can greatly reduce a thriving ecosystem down?
Like, I understood what his purpose was.
Mm-hmm.
I still did not like the way he went about it.
He didn't create the Infinity Stones. He was just looking for the Infinity Stones.
Dude. What I'm saying is, I don't like Thanos.
Okay.
I don't like his idea to kill half of the universe.
Okay.
So I don't like that idea.
So you think that if he allowed all of these planets to just overpopulate and reduce their natural resources, that they would continue to live?
So are you asking me a question based off my answer, or are you saying that I am insinuating?
Because I am saying that you are insinuating. You know me, I am not going to hold back.
I'm not insinuating anything.
Okay.
What I am saying is not even insinuating.
Mm-hmm.
Though I understand his reasoning, I still don't like what he did.
I got it. You don't like genocide. I understand.
I don't particularly like genocide. I don't think genocide works very well.
Well, you've obviously never been to the planets that Thanos has helped, have you?
You know what? Good night, sir. Good night. All right. So what else? Who else is in there? DC villains.
Now, I'm going to say this and look directly at you, okay?
Wait. Okay.
My favorite DC villain is...
Yeah.
The Joker.
Well, that was easy.
I know. Super easy. And I'm making sure I continue to... Super easy. The Joker. Now, let's look at an interesting character who portrays the insane part of your brain. Know what I'm saying?
Insane in the brain. Yeah.
Insane in the membrane. You know, and so... That's what the Joker is. He's a fascinating character study of when someone completely just wants chaos. He doesn't have any purpose. No purpose. There is nothing that the Joker has ever said that I know of, again, an enthusiast here, that gives us a reason why he does the things he do. You know? That's why they keep locking them up in insane asylum, because he's literally insane, but he just wants to call chaos. He just wants there to be pandemonium. And why? That's why the Joker is such a fascinating character.
Okay. Once again, I have recognized that you admire.
Not admire. You
respectfully admire your villains.
I look at the character development.
Okay, he did. They've given him a lot to be able to develop him as a character.
Yes.
So, let's see. I don't like Zod, but I understand him. I really don't like Deathstroke. I don't like Deathstroke. I'm angry at Deathstroke.
Why is that?
Well, the history he has between him and the Titans.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
Yes, I'm very familiar with the Teen Titans and Deathstroke's collaboration, and how we had Red X become Robin, become Red X, and yeah.
What?
Robin.
I ain't talking about that.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that Deathstroke tried to kill almost the entire team repeatedly for the death of his son, but he wasn't. But the Titans aren't to blame for the death of Deathstroke's son. They're to blame because they just asked Deathstroke's son to talk to them, and he killed his own son.
Okay. Now remember, if you go to the Teen Titans animation chronicles, not that new crap, Robin was trying to infiltrate Deathstroke's camp and became Red X.
I do remember that.
Let me make sure I'm right here, because again, we're enthusiast people.
And we can't. Yes.
And everyone's, you know, people that listen to the show, that are watching this video, are thinking, shouldn't you guys be more prepared? I mean, yes, we are prepared, you know, but like sometimes we want the real feel of everything's always chopped up nowadays. Just give me the real, you know. So yeah, Red X.
Real.
Red X. Okay. That was Robin in a new costume with the same powers as Robin.
Robin doesn't have any powers.
Exactly.
He's like Batman. Okay.
Oh.
You know who I do? Like okay, villains I want to see more from. That should be a thing. Hmm. I want to see more from the Killer Croc.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to see more of him in what, mainstream media?
I mean, just more of.
Oh, okay. Killer Croc. Okay, you like Killer Croc.
Yeah. Killer Croc, I want to see more Poison Ivy. I want them to do more with the characters on, like, yeah, the cinema. Cinema-wise, I want to see more of that.
That's one thing, too. It's like a lot of people have enjoyed these comics via the big screen. So, yep. You know, bring more villains and stuff, you know?
Yeah, bring them out. Bring out Solomon Grundy.
Bring out
Parasite.
Solomon Grundy, man.
I mean, bring out Amazo. He looks like a female, a male version of Poison Ivy, but bring him out.
He's a robot.
They were talking about doing a Lobo or doing a scene, not a scene, but like bringing forth the Lobo character. I want to see Lobo.
You know, Lobo is cool and all, but what was Superman's like main arch enemy? That's the one I want to see.
Lex Luthor.
No, not Lex Luthor. The big one from space who used to use the big old...
Darkseid.
That's it. Darkseid. Darkseid is interesting.
Right?
Interesting. And that's what I want to see. I want to see a Superman movie with Darkseid. We've already seen freaking Doomsday a million and one times. All right? Mm-hmm. Let's see Darkseid on the big screen. That could be the Marvel Universe's Thanos.
How did we see Darkseid? I mean, not Darkseid, but Doomsday a million and one times when he was in one movie and got his ass whooped.
Do you not remember the Superman animated series?
Or, okay, yeah, now
you know. Or do you okay. not? They make big events around Doomsday because Doomsday killed Superman. They had a whole plethora of new Supermans come forth.
A plethora?
Yeah, when Superman died. Remember, that's where the Man of Steel came from. You know, you had Superboy, and you had like Cosmic Superman, and all these other types of Superman that came forth when Superman died.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Darkseid.
All right, moving forth.
Mm-hmm.
We did DC. Horrible movies. Let's get into it. Horrible Marvel comic movies.
This is a classic. Very classic. Howard the Duck.
Damn.
Terrible movie.
Damn.
Absolutely terrible.
Damn. Damn.
Why? Why are you saying damn? Did you enjoy Howard the Duck?
Because, no, as a child, I love Howard the Duck. It was great. But you're right.
Yeah. I wish they could just take that movie back again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like accidentally saying out loud that you think your girlfriend's fat. That's not going to end
can't
well.
Do it. That's stupid.
Can't take it back
either. You did see how Howard the Duck did have a cameo in, what was it, Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. He had two cameos, I believe. Or at least one. I know at least one.
Freaking Howard the Duck. Just a sassy talking duck. Detective
a sassy
duck. What? Oh, yep. Man. How about you?
All right, so horrible movies. The Hulk.
Oh. Oh.
The first one.
Oh.
Or was it whatever one where Ed Norton? Now Ed Norton is cool people.
The one where they had like the Hulk dogs.
Yeah. Oh no, that was the Hulk dogs. So it was that Hulk. Hold on, I gotta look that up. You're right. It was Nick Nolte played his father.
Mm-hmm. Terrible movie. Terrible.
That was a pretty bad one. And that was, what, like 3 hours long?
Now, you see, what's crazy about the Hulk, though, is he has such a fascinating story. He's pretty much
2 hours and 15 minutes.
Pretty much the modern day Jekyll and Hyde, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it could be such a great, great, great character development movie if they did it right. You know?
I think they did it right when they had old guy for Avengers. When they brought him forward for the Avengers, and you start seeing Hulk was separate. He was separate, and then towards the end of like the Avengers and Endgame, Hulk was the same person.
Yeah, you know that the Avengers did a lot of things right. You know, when it comes to comic book movies, they did a lot of things right.
They did.
You know,
they
so
I mean, but Hulk, the film made in 2003 with Nick Nolte and
it was
all them,
atrocious.
Was atrocious.
Terrible.
Horrible. Completely bad. All right. Horrible DC movie.
You really want to go there?
Go, bro.
Batman and Robin.
Are you talking about with George Clooney and I forgot his
Arnold
name.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Frost.
Terrible, terrible, terrible movie.
Oh man,
it's just bad. Like why did we go from, you know, a kind of darkish movie with Batman with the Penguin in it, remember that?
Yeah.
To Batman and Robin that is now animated and lively and looks like a 1970s sitcom show, you know.
Batman,
you know, why why are we back to that stage in Batman and Robin? You got Arnold Schwarzenegger, who would make an incredible Mr. Freeze. Okay? But why do it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Poison Ivy like could have been a great character. If they would have
I did not like Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
Man, Uma Thurman can play some roles, man. She can act.
Yes, she can.
Now, if they would have made her more sultry as opposed to trying to be sexy and, you know, cougar-ish.
Strange.
Yeah, that would have been a great character, you know? Because, I mean, I don't care who you put in a Batman suit. It's going to be the same character. Batman is the same in every movie I've ever seen him in. There's no difference in the person who plays Batman. But
I got one for you.
The villains are what makes Batman. Go ahead.
Was it Steel?
Oh, with Shaq.
Yep.
Oh.
Was it that?
Let me find some quotes from Steel. Because I
1997.
You know what? Shaq, I love him to death. He's a great personality. You know? But it's like, you can't act, my friend.
I don't think Steel was a good character to do anyway.
You can't act, my friend. But hey, you know what's funny though is that either way go, he got his name out there.
I got one more vote.
He got his name out there.
I liked the actress. I did not like the movie Catwoman.
With Halle Berry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Halle Berry as Storm works. Okay, even though she's not African.
Halle Berry as Storm works. Very much so. Yes, you're right.
Halle Berry as Catwoman could have worked.
Does not work.
It could have worked, though.
Does not work.
Didn't work because they didn't have a direction. They just put a movie out. And they just wanted a black Catwoman. They wanted to try to do an Irma Kitt kind of Catwoman thing. Because if you remember, I mean, Irma Kitt. Is the name
Eartha, dude?
Is it Eartha or Irma? I thought it was Irma.
It's Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt.
Jesus.
Well, you know, you get any old black name, you just say it, and there you go. Well, yeah, Eartha Kitt.
What? No.
Irma.
No.
I could have said Bertha. I could have said.
Her name is Eartha Kitt, Marquise.
Eartha Kitt. If you watch the old Batman and Robin shows back in the 60s and 70s, well,
darling.
She was sultry. Understand what I'm saying?
She was.
She was sexy and just like it was beautiful. If they could have replicated that,
did you just do the purr?
I did do a purr.
Did you really just purr?
I purred because
please don't Earth do the that Kit, ever again, sir.
Eartha Kitt was one. If I was,
we don't need any of our listeners vomiting in whatever food they're eating.
I hope
now.
You know that some of our listeners love my purr. So
no. Well, no. At least one.
Okay, yeah, one.
I know your wife.
One of my listeners love my purr.
One of your list. One of our listeners loves your purr, and the rest of us think it's creepy.
Come here. Hold on a second, everybody. I want you to see this. Okay. What? So this is the joy of doing true information at the house. Come here. Come. Peek your little head right here. No matter what kind of signs you put up, you always have something like this. See that? All right. Go away. Go look upstairs. Huh? Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of his 12 children.
That's my youngest, Saviana. So she asked me.
That's his youngest.
She asked me where the biscuits hers. Like, yeah. Why would I just leave a whole thing of biscuits on the table for you guys on a plate if they aren't for you? I don't sit at that table. not at that table.
Look. At least she asks instead of eating all the food that you
and
own.
She will. That little girl can eat. Little insight into the life of Marquis Davis. So, you know, there you go.
That's right.
But yeah, you know, so yes, Catwoman could have been a great movie if they would have done it like Eartha Kitt did it back in the 60s.
Yeah. Marcus, darling. No, that's Boomerang.
Wrong movie.
Hey, but feet that's Eartha like Kitt, though.
The feet look like this.
Lady Eloise. Yeah.
Halle Berry was all in right, that, too. So, oh.
Halle Berry
ooh,
was
that young
that,
so, Halle Berry. Oh.
Yeah. And Strictly Business, too. Anyway.
Yep. Next, we're talking about comic books here.
We are talking about comic books. So, what the hell moments? Just out of the blue, why the hell did they do that? What the hell is wrong with the creators of this movie? It is the M. Night Shyamalan, I can't say his name, of Marvel movies. What is it for you?
I will say it is probably the... Ooh. Man, of Marvel movies, which one? Mm-hmm. Is what the? Why did they do that? I would say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, why?
You would think that you would pick a comic with a larger fan base, and not one that had to grow a fan base. Now, I'm not saying that Guardians of the Galaxy isn't a great comic and doesn't have great stories and stuff like that and isn't a great movie. What I'm saying is that why pick that group of Marvel superheroes as opposed to another group of Marvel superheroes that's a little bit more well-known to
such as?
Well, I know the X-Men was owned by Fox, but like the X-Men, you know, buy them back, make movies of them, put them in the Marvel Universe, you know? What would the Avengers look like if you had an X-Man show up? Think about in Deadpool when you saw Colossus show up, right?
Yeah.
You was like, whoa, an X-Man, you know? And it took me back when I saw Colossus in the trailers for Deadpool. But Guardians of the Galaxy, even though now it has gained tons of following, you know, my wife, it's one of my wife's favorite movies. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, my wife will watch that movie all day.
I like the dancing at the end of one. It was funny.
She loves Guardians of the Galaxy 2. All right. I have no reason why.
With Kurt Russell?
Yeah. She loves it.
Okay.
And she got the soundtrack and everything. But it's like...
What? I do listen to the soundtracks. Like, for some reason, the soundtracks be kind of fire.
But she didn't know who Guardians of the Galaxy was at first. You know what I'm saying?
Me neither, actually. Yeah.
And that's a lot of people. They don't know who the Guardians of the Galaxy are. Until the big screen movies came out. So why choose that team? That's my what the fuck, you know, WTF? Yeah. Wow, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Why would you do that? No, I got you. Okay. So mine, it is Marvel, but it isn't really Marvel, but it is Marvel.
Okay.
Venom.
In which aspect? The movie or
why in the hell? Like, I don't know what why? Just why? We had all of those Spider-Mans,
mm-hmm.
and we actually had a Venom in those Spider-Mans, mm-hmm. which honestly I was under enthused with that Venom, to be real.
No Spider-Man movie sucked anyway.
I mean, those Spider-Man movies sucked for him being in one place. We could dive into it a little bit. We got a little bit of time.
Now,
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
Tobey
Maguire was, I think he was the second generation of Spider-Man was Tobey Maguire, and the first one was...
No, because Garfield was the second gen. And then we got the little kid from England who is the Nat.
Yeah, and that's the best one. That dude is perfect for Spider-Man.
That's the best one because he actually looks like a kid.
Not even that. It's that he acts like Spider-Man would act.
Okay. Spider-Man is a comic book. I think Garfield acted more like the plucky, quick-witted, you know, I'm going to talk crap about you, Spider-Man.
That's not Spider-Man. Remember, Spider-Man was a nerdy, picked-on kid who was really smart. So he made smart, alecky remarks.
Tobey Maguire.
I cannot believe you like those terrible movies. I'm going to send you a link to a YouTuber who has done a spill on the entire trilogy of that Spider-Man. And
what Spider-Man?
The second iteration of Spider-Man. The Spider-Man, what are they called?
Andrew Garfield.
What? Why do you always keep throwing out Garfield? I'm thinking of the damn cat. Don't do me like that. Garfield, the cat.
I say Andrew Garfield because he was... Okay, it goes like this for me. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland. That is sequential order as for me right now, as in cinematic movies. Tobey Maguire was first. Andrew Garfield was the amazing Spider-Man.
Okay.
And then Tom Holland is the current Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's it. The Amazing Spider-Man sucked.
What? Really? Really? Okay, bro. I'll take that. But be it as it may, Tobey Maguire experienced Spider-Man, and then he had a Venom in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the hell Sony reached in and tore out the idea or the what was it the labeling or whatever you want to call it. I forgot what it's called. When you have the rights to produce a Venom movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now Venom, played by who was this guy's name?
Venom.
No, the actor.
Who was Venom played by?
Tom Hardy. Venom was played by Tom Hardy.
In the Venom movie.
In the Venom movie.
Yeah.
In the movie that was with...
Okay, take it upstairs and do it. Okay.
In the movie that was with Spider-Man, it was Topher Grace from... That 70s show.
Yeah.
Right. So, I think Tom Hardy would have been a good Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, and I think they should have built off of that and not done a weird-ass backstory of Tom Hardy, because there was no Spider-Man mm-hmm. whatsoever in the Tom Hardy version of Venom.
Okay.
That was my what the hell for Marvel.
So, your WTH, what the hell, what the heck, was that Venom came and did not possess Spider-Man first to right. then possess Tom Hardy.
Right.
Makes sense.
Right.
They just wanted a cash cow.
And they did. And they pretty much got it, but they just ripped the whole storyline apart. And I'm like, so like the only way I could ever possibly see that them finally connecting that
mm-hmm.
is that they did a different multiverse.
Well,
and they had him change over in the multiverse.
Think about it this way, then.
That's the only
think
way.
About this, though. Okay, so they can create a whole new storyline saying that Venom came, possessed Tom Hardy, and then left. Right? Ugh, what was that? Right?
What?
Yeah, think about it.
What?
Venom came, okay, came down, possessed Tom Hardy in the first Venom movie, right? Okay. Then he leaves Tom Hardy and goes back into space. And then comes down back from, say, the returning returning rocket ship, and then introduce Spider-Man to him. And that's the way you can have continuity from the two movies. This happened before Spider-Man became Spider-Man. He left, came back. Then you got a whole new canon right there, a whole new line of thinking. If they're good writers, they could do that.
I love you, bro. You're an awesome individual.
I'm just saying.
But hell no.
I'm just saying. It would make sense. You have
to whom?
Okay, think of it this way, okay? You want to connect the two movies, right? In the next...
I want the two movies to have been connected in the beginning like it was.
Only thing you got to do, okay? Remember, these movies take bits and pieces from other comic books and add to it and take away and stuff like that, right? So you can have the Tom Hardy Venom movie be set in 2000, right? Because there's no time stamps in the movie. They don't have nobody look at a clock and say, oh, today is the 30th of 2018, you know?
Wait, I thought they did, though.
They didn't.
When they started, when they introduced Woody Harrelson as a Carnage, they did at the end.
In the movie?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Well.
Yep.
Venom's 2.
Yopple.
We had a Venom 2. We got a Venom 2.
They don't have a Venom 2 yet. They're coming out with it.
Oh. Why?
Yep. Again, I told you. They shouldn't have messed up in the beginning. It's like getting your homework wrong and then going to the test.
Boy, it's wrong, sir.
Alright, so we're gonna move on. What the hell moments in DC? What's up?
Aquaman. The whole movie.
You know what? I was gonna say the exact same thing, and we can end it here. Aquaman was strange.
Like, why do we need an Aquaman movie? Just introduce the character. That's what they the show sucked. You had Aquaman riding on the backs of dolphins. What?
Cash cow, bro. Cash cow.
Like,
and I swear to you, Moa was not gonna ride on the back of a damn dolphin.
Dude, that movie was CGI the whole movie.
Pretty much.
It's like that's not what people want.
Right. Okay, so check this out. They had a Batman movie. Mm-hmm. They had a Superman movie. Mm-hmm. They had a Wonder Woman movie.
I kind of like those.
I don't know. I didn't watch them. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't watch
them. Pretty good. I think they're pretty good. I mean, you know, it lets you look into the world of Wonder Woman, which we rarely ever do.
They haven't had a Flash movie?
Using the guy from the Justice League movies, I think it would be okay if they did one.
Possibly. I think he's a little bit too squirrely.
Needs to be, though. That's kind of Flash's demeanor. If you think about
squirrely?
Which one they... Yeah, squirrely. You know what I'm saying? Because he's always moving. He's always jittery. He's always moving. You know what I'm saying? That's the way...
Did you really just do that that?
Think about it. If you're the Flash and you can move and you see everything moving super slowly, you hear everyone talking super slowly because you're moving so fast all of the time, you will be squirrely.
Everyone else would think it's squirrely. Okay. All right. In the Justice League, they had Cyborg.
Yeah, no Cyborg.
But then
movie.
Cyborg at one point jumps over to Teen Titans.
Yeah. Cyborg's on the Teen Titans, and then he's also like a key member of the Justice League. Yeah, it's weird.
I don't get it.
It's comics. Nobody cares.
But. I mean, I'm okay with giving... Like, I think they gave Aquaman the movie because of who the character... I mean, who the actor was.
They built that movie around the actor. You can tell that.
Yes, they did.
You can tell that.
They built the movie around the actor. They did. I think it was a dope... I thought it was an okay movie. Just, like, not needed, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was an okay movie. Like, oh, okay. I'm not going to buy this on DVD.
No.
I am going to see it in the movie theater once.
Nope.
Remember? Wait.
Nope. Wait till it come out on Netflix.
Wow. It's never going to come out on Netflix. It's only going to be on Disney now.
I got Disney Plus. No.
I need to borrow your password
you do, don't
for Disney
you?
Plus. Sir.
Disney Plus. Well, you know.
I need to borrow
They've
your
taken out all of the racial, you know, insensitive Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Oh, so it's Disney Light now.
Disney Light.
It's Disney Light.
Oh, man.
Yo, Disney used to be so racist. Mm.
He was such an anti-Semitic, but we're not talking about that today.
And he was anti-Semitic.
This is about comics, not Disney.
Did you just sing?
Yeah, because I was doing like, you're on the Disney Channel when they be like, hey, welcome to the Disney Channel. Come on, dude.
Wow.
I know. I have so much stuff I got.
All right, real quick. Uh-huh. Ending. Favorite dirty cartoon. This cartoon should not be watched by children cartoon. Favorite one.
Loudmouth. What is that movie? I think it's Loudmouth on Netflix.
Netflix? That's Big Mouth.
That's it.
Big Mouth. That's in my top three. I got Big Mouth, Rick and Morty, and shoot, what's the other one?
Okay, let's look at Big Mouth versus Rick and Morty.
Oh my God. Are we continuing? Because I don't know how long we've been rolling.
I don't even care right now because Rick and Morty, right?
Yo, Rick and Morty's hilarious.
It's like South Park.
Rick and Morty is like South Park. There's a Rick and Morty spinoff too.
I'm about to check that out.
It's called Solar Opposites. Now it's actually worse than Rick and Morty. You just can't understand half the shit they're saying. You can't. Like, they're aliens and you really don't know what they're saying.
It's an American sitcom? That is what I'm just saying. It is the characters off of Rick and Morty. That would be. Oh, I gotta watch it.
Yo, it's crazy. We have Hulu here, and it's crazy. But anyway, Rick and Morty versus Big Mouth. For those of you who do not know, Big Mouth is a Netflix original, set for a couple of teenagers in middle school
who are just hitting puberty.
And they're going through the entire entire bumpy ride that is puberty.
That boy is consistently beating it off.
Who, Andrew?
Yep.
Yo, so the top issues or the top cool funny things about this TV, this cartoon is one, the hormone monsters. Because the hormone monsters literally just speak whatever raging hormone idea pops into mind.
Now, understand this, though. It's a funny cartoon, and it really does encapsulate how you are during that age.
Yeah, specifically boys. I don't know about girls. Like, my wife does not want to watch it.
Let me. You know what?
My son thinks it's funny.
I have a friend who's a middle school teacher, right?
Okay.
And he was telling me, he said, listen, don't ever get in this profession. He said, I have had girls come to school with no underwear on just to purposely try to flash their legs in front of me. He was like, this is probably one of the worst jobs I could have ever thought of. I didn't even think it was like this. He said, these horny little teenagers are always brushing up against you and stuff like that.
Wow. That's creepy.
It don't be, you know, like he's constantly, they have classes on this where middle school teachers are like, they get trained on this stuff, you know, because the hormones are crazy at that age.
Nope.
Crazy.
Too much for me. I got a personal story about that. Nothing bad. I didn't do anything. I swear to God, it was not me. I didn't do anything.
But who was it?
So I was working at this military school.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the late 2000s, I was working at this military school and I was a TAC officer. And I was already an officer in the Army. I just needed a part-time job. Mm-hmm. So I was this TAC officer and I was in charge of punishment. So, you know, well, in those of you who have been to a military school, I make kids walk tours. Every time you get an infraction or something like that, you give an hour of walking with a rifle. That was a tour. So, are you frozen?
No, I'm here.
Okay, you're just staring at me. Okay, Jesus Christ. All right, anyway, so I'm in charge of these weekend tours. the students, sometimes during the weekday, but mostly during the weekends, the students would have a certain amount of tours that they had to walk.
Okay.
One tour is 1 hour. Some kids had like 3, 4, 5 tours.
Okay.
Some kids had like 300. Oh, these kids were messing up, bro.
Okay.
So like I had these tours and I, you know, the it was mostly boys who were getting in trouble, which is normal. And it was mostly the same repeat offenders, which is normal. And everything was okay. You know, every now and again, you have a girl or two have to get tours. And, you know, they're like, I don't want to do the tours. And the guy's like, I don't want to do them either. And I tell them all, shut the hell up. Doesn't matter. Pick up your rifle and walk your damn tours. If you don't want to walk your tours or you slow down too far, then you're going to have to do this hour over again. It's not going to count. Things like that. So as a counselor, it's basically a camp counselor, but as a TAC officer on the weekend, you know, you try to treat the kids nice and give them, you know, do nice things with them, take them to get ice cream, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I remember I went to my AT for the National Guard. Mm-hmm. When I come back from AT, the sergeant major of the school wants me in his office. Uh-oh. I'm like, yeah, what you need, sergeant major? All right, lieutenant. I'm going to ask you this once and one time only, okay? Mm-hmm. What the hell you got going on with this student over here? I said, the hell are you talking about? You haven't been calling no student? No, I don't have any of the student's numbers. And one, why would I call him? Two, I don't have nobody's number. He said, let me see your phone. I said, okay. He goes to my phone, types in a number. Looks at my contact list, number doesn't come up. I'm like, what is your phone number? I said, well, you have my phone, Sergeant Major. He said, yeah, what is your phone number? And I tell him my phone number. And then he's like, okay, all right, I'll be right back. He goes to see the commandant of the school.
Mm-hmm.
The commandant has the student's phone in his hand and dials my number. Okay, it's not in there, that's not him. I said, what the hell's going on here? He said, we about to beat that ass. I said, what are you talking about? He's like, one of the students while you were gone was making phone calls late at night to another person.
Okay.
When her family discovered she was making phone calls late at night, she tells her family that she's talking to you.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, hell no. You done lost your debt. He said, all right, look. We know it wasn't you. I said, so you questioned me first. He said, yeah, we had to ask you. I said, fair enough. You asked me. I told you it wasn't me. They found out it wasn't me.
It wasn't
and,
me.
You know, like, I said, so who the hell was this student? We don't really want to tell you because, you know, you might have reprisal. I said, no, you need to tell me who this person is, who this student is, because I'm friendly with all of them, except the ones that lie on me. How about that? So they told me who it was, and I didn't speak to the child for at least a month. I purposely just, you know, get away from me. No, because you know what you did. And I didn't tell any of the other students what the student did, but I was like, nah, you know what you did. Don't come, don't talk to me. Don't speak to me. Get away. And I walked away crying. But how easy could that have been for, that makes me pissed off. Anyway.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I went on a...
No, you're good. You're good.
That was... Look, bro. That was something that I still kind of carry a little bit of animosity to this day. Like, bro, you can't do that to people.
No.
Because the student want to talk to somebody else late at night. You're going to go... Yeah, I was talking to the TAC officer.
Teenagers do not think. That's why a lot of these teenagers who are in jail for life are getting off because of new psychological things they've come up with. But that's a different show for a different time.
Bro, their brain ain't developed.
Different show for a different time.
Okay. But yeah, Big Mouth is funny as hell. Mm-hmm. There's also a show on Netflix called Sexual Education. Have you seen that? The British one?
No, I haven't watched that one.
Oh, yeah, watch that one. Trust me, it's funny as hell. It's like Big Mouth, except it's real people.
Mm.
And they have British accents.
Oh, makes everything sexier.
Yeah. It does make everything a little bit different. Let's see. And Rick and Morty is still funny as hell. I hear they're coming out with season 4.
They should.
Pretty soon. They should. Solar Opposites is very strange. But it has a very, very strong likeness to Rick and Morty. So, oh, and if you think Rick is the hero, you actually have something very wrong with you.
Yeah, Rick is not the hero.
Rick is never the hero.
No.
Rick is not the hero.
No. He's a super anti-hero. And
I remember reading that.
He is an anti-superhero to the fullest.
Yes, he is the anti-superhero.
All right, everybody, and with that, I'm Marky Davis.
And I'm Grown Man.
And this has been True Information, Comic Edition.
Comic Edition. Merry Christmas. Hallelujah.
See you next time. Boom.
How long was that, man?
I don't even know yet. Let me see. Let me exit full screen. Let me pull up this. An hour.